It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
It is indeed your Plus One podcast. I'm Bob Boylan. Today, another Martin Atkins Minute. Martin Atkins is the guy who's kind of figured out life. Well, actually, he's not figured out life, but he's at least figured out the music business, or at least he's figured out the connection here between French cooking, the kitchen, and touring. Martin teaches about the music business in Chicago. He's written books, including Welcome to the Music Business, You're Effed, and more recently, one called Band Smart. Listen, if you're in a group, or you manage a group, or you think about music, or you just like great comedy, you need to listen to Martin Atkins.
The school, where our music business department chair here in Chicago, is across from a cookery school. I see their students with their pouches of knives, the tools of their trade, kept sharp and close. I could go off on a punk rock flashback and say, "Arr!" just like the old days. But I don't think I can really pull it off. I never buckled swash. Anyway, I started to get interested in what these students get up to. How do they conduct themselves? And I heard about the idea, the philosophy, if you like, of mise en place. The Wikipedia entry for the pronunciation is unpronounceable, so I'll leave it as it is. The phrase concerns the organization of the kitchen in general, but more specifically the immediate surrounding area of the chef. Set up in such a way that the chef can work blindfolded if necessary, with all the ingredients close by ready for whatever is being prepared. If I wanted to create work for my Foley students in Audio 103, I'd say that the chef would be ready at a moment's notice to kill a chicken, slice a fish, chop a carrot, shred an onion, crunch a chocolate-covered cockroach. It's not just making a list so you don't have to run across the street to borrow a cup of sugar at the last minute, which is really just the beginning of an 80s porno. It's the extrapolation of all of that into your closet, your cupboards, your life. To hear the chefs tell it, the students tell it, mise en place saves their lives. The almost militaristic system ultimately freeing for them. All over the web, there are interviews with partners of mise en placeurs who refer to their other half as OCD neurotics. But the raving recommendations from the practitioners, the testaments that this workplace strategy had changed their lives, got me thinking. Has the art of event management or tour managing, constantly looking forwards 3 to 7 steps into the future of commitments and consequences, has that given me the ability to see in the future, or at least ruin some family outing? After overcoming the obstacle course of doing laundry somewhere in Charlotte, South Carolina, 12 miles from the venue we were performing in, where taxis just didn't show up or took 45 minutes, only to have the venue in Pittsburgh the next day be across the street from the most amazing laundromat I've ever seen. Multi-screens, arcade games, vending explosion, dryer sheet heaven. You start to look ahead when developing tour itineraries. You start to develop a second sense, perhaps augmented by the never-ending presence of Murphy's Law. Not the band, the law. But you start to look at a drink and raise an eyebrow at the bass player. Do you really want that? Yes, it's just another drink. But that might be the reason you say yes to another bottle of wine and a slight detour back from the hotel to the party at an unfamiliar house, and you forget your phone charger and no one knows where you are. You don't know who you are, and you jeopardize the tour and the radio interview that's make or break for the huge show tomorrow, and the tour loses money and the guitarist quits. Not just the band, but music altogether. Tour manager en place can also lead to some good stuff, like when to plan the extracurricular activities to maximum effect. Not the night before the early load-in during the ice storm, but the night before the day off. I'd like to present this idea as an equal balance between soothsayer and celebrity party planner. But the truth is, it's mainly the cautious approach. The don't eat those bar nuts. Everyone's had their fingers in there, he told the person at the end of the bar. Tour manager en place puts extra napkins in my pockets at the movies, just in case the overly enthusiastic jet of butter flavour whatever comes out the bottom of the bucket. Always an extra battery charger. Always a secret $100 bill somewhere. I'm not going to announce where on the radio. I'm not that much of an idiot.
Because I'm still a player.
That's tour manager en place. Hang around with a professional tour manager sometimes. Their ability to just stay calm is the underlying benefit of all of this stuff. Of course the trains are on strike and the cabs are on strike. Of course there's a volcanic dust storm cancelling all flights. Of course Ozzy slipped in the shower. Of course there's been an outbreak of spinal meningitis the night before crossing into Canada. Of course the label went belly up while your plane was in the air, so I guess they won't be taking us out to dinner then. Calm in a crisis. Mise en place. It's not just French for putting things in their place. Well, except it is actually. It is just French for putting things in their place.